day and welcome to Sunday Replay for the service at Harmony Tulooka Lake on June 23rd, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week we begin with Reverend Jefferson Beaker's reflection on gay family values and finding the love within our souls. Here's Rev J.
I thought I might begin with this little cartoon that I found. Two little boys are kibitzing. And one of the little boys says, "Does your family say a prayer before you eat your food?" Right. The other one says, "Nope, my dads are gay. They know how to cook." That amused me. This is also Meditation Sunday. And as we prepare for our time of guided meditation, I want to come back and share some fundamentals about meditation and some thoughts that can help lead us into our time of meditation today. I believe that in meditation, we have a wonderful opportunity as we turn within to connect with God, to fully connect with that divine presence that lives in all of its purity and magnificence within our soul. The fullness of the divine presence rests as our soul. Our soul, which is the energy and the vibration of pure God. God, energy and creation, and our soul is holding amazing truths about our lives, the fullness of all that we are, the fullness of all that we can be. And unfortunately, so many of us tend to go through our lives unaware of what the soul would like to teach us. This strength of spirit that has all the answers that we could ever hope to experience too often rests untapped. It awaits our becoming consciously connected with it as the source of pure life, divine good, and of perfection. Yet sometimes we go through life so blissfully thinking, looking, and seeking for something out there, when all the time that for which we are looking is within us. It's right where we are. The universal energy of spirit, through the action of love, individualized for each and every one of us as the very presence of our very soul. It is here within, and it has always been there. But until we connect with that soul force, its message that it would like to impart to us remains unknown to us. Think of this. Think about electricity for a moment. You have electricity in your home. It can do amazing things for you. It can light your home, it can cook your food, it can heat or air condition your home, and yet, until you plug in a device or flip the switch, that which is already there remains completely unknown for you. It is unable to do for you that which it desires to do. And connecting with our soul is much like connecting, flipping that switch and allowing our soul to speak to us in ways that can lead us forward to more abundant lives. I think that as we approach our meditations and commit to connecting with the divine presence, that we must first affirm and remember that we can never, ever be separate from God. We can never be separated from the love of God, because it is through that love of God that manifests in our soul that you have been created. Think of that for a moment. That love of God that manifests in your soul has created you. And it has created us through a universal presence, a universal love that is yet individualized for each and every one of us. I love that. As we meditate and as we turn within and connect more deeply with this individualized creative energy and this vibration of God that is our soul, I believe we can begin to understand how vital and how magnificent and how truly capable and loved we are, each and every one of us, as citizens of the kingdom of God. And I want you to know that. And I hope that you will remember that as you go forward today. Also remember that as you meditate, that God doesn't care what word you use to describe God. God does not have any ego invested on what you call it. You can call God spirit or individualized creative intelligence. You can call God light, divine energy. God does not care. I tend to use spirit or spirit God because for me, that speaks so directly to this magnificent presence. But we must always remember that spirit is a presence. It is a presence. It is not a personality. And that is important. We are created in spirit's image. It is not the other way around. And that image, that beautiful image of spirit, is love. Faith, hope, love. But the greatest of these is love, Scripture tells us. Love. Love is your very DNA. Did you know that? What that means to me is that there is only love, and from that vibration and energy of love, all else exists. Take away love. Take away love and everything disappears. If only the world would remember that and really live that truth. We can rediscover that love each and every time we turn within and we connect with our soul. Recently, in a daily devotional that I receive from Father Richard Rohr, he wrote this, and it spoke to me so deeply. I knew that I had to share this with you. We are each created in love. Deep within us, we know that, in our soul, and nothing contradicts that. What trips us up is our consciousness and belief system that has convinced us we are less than, we are imperfect, that we are plodding along in life, forever swimming upstream and forever staying in the same place because that current is stronger than we are. All the time, our soul is crying out, here, here, listen, I have something I want to remind you about. Please, our soul says, hear me. We need to make that connection and allow spirit to speak to us as the individual expression of God that we are in words that mean everything to us and can change our lives. All the time, our soul, that perfect divine truth within us, is trying to get us to realize who we really are. That we are unlimited potential. We are an unlimited flow of love and a flow of light and a flow of perfect peace. And we are an unlimited channel through which we can shine our light on to others. We shine our light on to others. We can know the truth for them until they can understand it and recognize it and live it for themselves. Or put another way, our humanity is the instrument through which the soul plays its music. I love that. Our humanity is the instrument through which the soul plays its music. Music, the universal language. And when I read that quote, I thought it was beautiful, and it also reminded me that how we love anything is how we love everything. In meditation, we can connect with our soul, our most inner being of God love, and in so doing, we can discover over and over again who we are. And we here at Harmony have several ways to help you and remind you of this truth for you. One of the ways is on the fourth Sunday of every month, which we are doing today, having Meditation Sunday, where in the body of the worship service, we have an intentional time of guided meditation for us all to turn within, connect with our soul, and allow it to awaken us to the truth of who we really are. There is also the Inner Harmony podcast. And these 10 or 15 minute meditations on there, you can listen to at any time, day or night. They're there for you. And we also have the Monday evening, once a month, Harmony meditation gathering here in the sanctuary. That, by the way, will continue again beginning in September. But that is a wonderful opportunity to come together in community, to share the energy and vibration of one another as we turn within and connect with our soul. We are each meant to shine. We are each meant to be a beacon of light to the world for others, of the person that God has created us to be. And so remember always, you cannot blend in when you are meant to shine. And so shine. Let your soul be that energy and vibration and that light that moves forth to shine on to others. Love and peace and grace. The celebration of Pride Month may be coming to a close, but it's certainly the love of God does not ever end. In just a moment, we're going to look at some pictures and proudly walk with the fullness of who we are, just as we are. For you are the perfect expression of God that wants you to be you. And as you affirm that for yourself, everything in your life will come into rhythm. And so never fall out of rhythm with the inner signature and light of your own being that originates in your soul. Each and every one of you, I want you to know, are blessed. And each and every one of you, I want you to know, are a blessing. For you are, and you will forever be, a beautiful, beautiful idea in the mind of God.
Standing here in your presence, in a grace so relentless, I am one by perfect love, wrapped within the arms of heaven, in a peace that lasts forever, sinking deep in mercy seas. I'm wide awake, I'm drawing closer by grace, and all my heart is yours. all fear removed. I breathe you in, I lean into your love. Oh, 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 your love. Yes, you do. When I'm lost, you pursue me. Lift my head to see your glory, Lord of all. So beautiful. Hearing you, I find shelter. Captivated by the splendor of your face, my secret place. I'm wide awake. I'm drawing closer by grace. All my heart is yours. All fear removed. I breathe you in. I lean into your love. Oh. To your love, oh yeah. Oh, it's love so deep, is washing over me. Your face is all I seek. You are my everything, yeah. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life, yeah. Love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I see. You are my everything, yeah. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life. I am wide awake. I'm drawing close, stirred by grace, and all my heart is yours. Oh, yes, it is, God. All fear removed. I breathe you in. Your love. Oh, 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 your love.
It's halftime, and that means I get to share a little bit about the upcoming events here at Harmony. This Saturday, June 29th, we will be attending the San Fernando Valley Pride, which includes a rally on Van Nuys Boulevard and Sherman Way at 11 a.m. Then, at noon, we'll march down to a block party at 1 p.m. at the Van Nuys Civic Center. Looking forward into July, we're excited to announce a new monthly event, Friday Fun Night. Join us Friday, July 12th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in Harmony Sanctuary. Our first gathering will be game night and may even include a little karaoke. Bringing snacks is encouraged, but not required. So get ready to play, and you might want to start thinking about which songs to tuck in your back pocket. And lastly, a volunteer opportunity. Join us on Saturday 14th at 1 p.m. at Project Angel Food. We'll help prepare nutritious meals for 3,000 plus individuals dealing with critical illness. You must sign up to participate. Find instructions on our website, www.hollywoodumc.org, or contact Devin Jones, the pastoral associate for Hollywood UMC. His email is devin@hollywoodumc.org. Now to close us out, let's open our hearts to God with Gaddison and the worship band.
Yeah, yeah, Lord. Oh, yeah, Lord. remind myself, I remind myself, you're bigger than it all. You're bigger than it all. And I rest in you this morning, yeah, yeah. Hey, I rest, I rest. I have confidence and know that you're bigger than it all. Oh, yeah, for you are Alpha and Omega, and we worship you. Our Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Yeah, 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 yeah. You are Alpha and Omega, and we worship you, our Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, you are God. We give you all the glory. Oh, yes, we do. Somebody help me sing. We give you all. We give you all the glory. Yeah. And we worship you. Oh, we worship you, God. Yeah. You are worthy to be praised. One more time, we give you all, and we give you all the glory, and God, we worship you, our Lord, you are worthy to, you're worthy to.
Listen, we're going to sing that one more time. We give you all the glory, right? And I know for me, and maybe this is just for me. So if it's for me, it's for me. But there's something that happens when you're able to worship and or give your full expression of worship to God, regardless of the circumstance that you're currently facing. There's something to being able to say, despite how I feel, despite how the circumstance looks, despite what I may be going through in this moment, I choose to give worship to the one who is worthy of worship and praise. My worship to God is not dependent upon whether I'm having a good day or not. My worship to God is my sacrifice of love to God, regardless to how I feel and regardless to where I may be at in this moment. So we're going to sing it one last time. It's really simple.
Hey, we I do, God. We worship you, our Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Come on, somebody, one more time. Oh, Lord, and we
for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay here on the Harmony Podcast Network. Produced and recorded by me, Donna Miller. This week's guests were Reverend Jefferson Beaker and Gaddison and the Harmony Worship Band. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and especially to download these episodes, which helps us to continue making content for you and all our listeners. Sunday Replay is sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Toluca Lake is the second campus. Find us on social media and drop us a comment. Join in next week for a special episode about the Service Project Sunday for this month. And as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.